Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. At the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners meeting this morning, two candidates for the vacant District 1 County Commissioner seat left open by John Hank Goodchild's resignation spoke to the board. The candidates, Nancy Berrios and Don McComber, each presented their vision for serving District 1 residents and strengthening the community. Following a committee of the whole session, a special board meeting was held where Nancy Berrios was officially appointed and sworn in as the new county commissioner for District 1. Berrios will attend her first meeting in this role on Thursday. District 1 includes Akron, Columbia, Elkland, Elmwood, Fairgrove, Guilford, and Wisner townships. And Goodchild, who was appointed in February to replace Tom Young, who passed away unexpectedly, resigned in September after serving about 7 months. The other candidate that applied and interviewed for the commission seat was Don McComber of Unionville. He is a pastor. Berrios is well-versed in Tuscola County by the various commissions and committees she has served on over the years. She is currently on the county's Park and Recreations Board, and she also served as a trustee on the Cass City Village Council. Hemlock Public School District has opened the upper deck at Legion Gymnasium and open way viewing area overlooking Wallace Field, now popular on game nights. Funded by the 2022 tax neutral bond, it offers a unique perspective during home football games and special events. In 2025, the upper deck hosted Hemlock Hall of Fame honorees, supporters of the bond, and the undefeated 1974 football team. For 2026, it will be used for district events and may offer limited premium rentals or ticket sales, with general admission available via GoFan. This addition is part of a multi-year facilities plan, including upgrades to Legend Gymnasium, Wallace Field, and Kruger Track, aiming to enhance community engagement and support student-athlete success. Superintendent Dr. Don Killingbeck highlights that these improvements are designed to create gathering spaces that build pride and foster student success. For seat availability, contact the district athletic director or high school office. Announcements will be made through official channels. The project complements other district investments emphasizing innovation, health, and community connection. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Carty, and looking at our national news, federal and state law enforcement are cracking down on distracted and reckless driving. Nationwide this week, enhanced patrols and public awareness campaigns target key highways and intersections. Authorities report an uptick in citations and arrests linked to phone use and aggressive driving. Safe driving initiatives include community events and school presentations. Officials cite distracted driving as a leading cause of traffic deaths. The campaign aims to save lives through enforcement and education. And in our international news, Cameroon held elections with President Paul Biya seeking another term, possibly making him the world's oldest sitting leader. The vote proceeded amid calls for political reform and greater democracy. Initial turnout numbers were low, but later increased as polls remained open late. Opposition groups raised concerns about transparency and fairness. Biya's party remains confident of victory. International election monitors are expected to issue reports in coming days. Get the full news stories, weather obituaries, and more right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.